Computer science graduates struggle to find jobs during tech layoffs and AI boom. By Lucas Nolan on August 11, 2025. Despite years of promises from tech leaders about lucrative coding careers, recent computer science graduates are facing a challenging job market due to the rise of AI programming tools and widespread layoffs in the tech industry. Some are taking jobs at fast food restaurants while they plan their next move. The New York Times reports that the allure of high-paying tech jobs has driven a surge in computer science education over the past decade, with the number of undergraduates majoring in the field more than doubling since 2014. Tech executives have long touted coding skills as a golden ticket to economic success, promising six-figure starting salaries and generous perks to those who pursue computer science degrees. However, the reality for many recent graduates is far less rosy. The spread of AI programming tools that can rapidly generate code, combined with significant layoffs at major tech companies like Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft, has dimmed prospects for those seeking entry-level positions in the industry. Among college graduates aged 22 to 27, computer science and computer engineering majors are facing some of the highest unemployment rates at 6.1% and 7.5% respectively, more than double the rate for biology and art history graduates. As Breitbart News has previously reported, another factor impacting the hire of new grads at tech companies is the influx of H-1B visa workers from India and China, even as the companies lay off American workers. According to data compiled by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, Microsoft has applied for 4,712 H-1B visas in the 2025 fiscal year alone. However, anecdotal evidence from former employees and industry insiders suggests that the actual number may be closer to 6,000, although this figure has not been independently verified. The use of H-1B visas by large corporations has long been a contentious issue, with critics arguing that they allow companies to replace American workers with cheaper foreign labor. Supporters of the program, however, maintain that it enables businesses to attract top talent from around the world and remain competitive in a global marketplace. Microsoft's history of H-1B visa applications aligns with this perspective, as the company filed 9,491 applications in the 2024 fiscal year, with nearly all of them being approved. In response to questions from The Times, more than 150 college students and recent graduates from state schools, including the universities of Maryland, Texas, and Washington, as well as private universities like Cornell and Stanford, shared their experiences trying to get a job. Some claim to have applied to hundreds, and in some cases thousands, of tech jobs at companies, nonprofits, and government agencies. Graduates from prestigious universities and state schools alike report facing a grueling process of coding assessments, technical interviews, and ultimately, rejection. Many describe the job search experience as demoralizing, disheartening, and soul-crushing, with some feeling gaslit by the tech industry about their career prospects. Some recent grads have even resorted to taking fast food jobs to generate income as they continue to pursue a career aligned with their major. One respondent said Chipotle was the only company that actually replied to her application, while another was rejected by McDonald's for lacking experience. The rise of AI coding assistants is a particular concern for the students, as these tools reduce the need for companies to hire junior software engineers. Entry-level positions are now the most likely to be automated, leaving new graduates struggling to find a foothold in the industry. Additionally, many universities are just beginning to train students on these cutting-edge AI tools, putting recent graduates at a disadvantage. Job seekers feel they are caught in an AI doom loop, using specialized tools to mass apply to positions while companies deploy AI systems to automatically screen resumes and reject candidates. Even government tech jobs, once seen as a stable alternative, have become more difficult to secure due to cutbacks and hiring freezes. As the job market shifts, some graduates are pivoting to other areas of the tech industry, such as marketing and sales, or highlighting their uniquely human skills like creativity. Others remain determined to pursue software engineering roles, building personal projects to showcase their abilities to potential employers. Read more at the New York Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.